Have you ever wondered why identical twins, people with the exact same genetic code, can turn out so differently? One becomes an athlete, the other a bookworm. One develops diabetes at 40, the other stays healthy into old age. For decades, scientists believed our genes were our fate, an unchangeable blueprint written at conception. But what if that entire worldview was wrong? What if your DNA is less like a rigid instruction manual and more like a piano, capable of playing infinite melodies depending on who's at the keys? This isn't science fiction. It's epigenetics, and it's rewriting everything we thought we knew about inheritance, identity, and human potential. The Human Genome Project promised to unlock our biological secrets by mapping our 20,000 genes. The results were humbling. Despite identifying thousands of genetic variants linked to conditions like heart disease and diabetes, these explained less than 10% of actual risk. Identical twin studies shattered genetic determinism. Betty and Juliet, twins from Birmingham, shared identical DNA and escaped the same abusive childhood by excelling at Oxford. Yet their lives diverged dramatically. Juliet became a successful corporate lawyer, but suffered severe amnesia and mental breakdown at 39. Betty struggled with relationships and developed fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. Same genes, same trauma, completely different outcomes. The answer emerged through epigenetics, chemical markers called methyl groups attached to DNA, switching genes on or off without changing the underlying code. Your DNA sequence stays the same, but which genes get expressed shifts based on diet, stress, trauma, even thoughts. We're not prisoners of our genes. We're conductors of a genetic orchestra. The Dutch hunger winter of 1944-45 revealed epigenetics' profound impact. When Nazi forces blockaded food, pregnant women endured severe starvation. Their children later showed dramatically higher rates of obesity, heart disease, and diabetes, a 300% increase in cardiovascular disease for first trimester exposure. These bodies had been programmed to expect scarcity, hoarding every calorie in a world of abundance. China's Great Leap Forward famine showed similar patterns, with children of starving mothers experiencing twice the normal rates of schizophrenia. Remarkably, these effects appeared in grandchildren, creating a biological legacy spanning generations. Nurture matters as profoundly as nutrition. Rat pups raised by attentive mothers became calm adults with excellent stress regulation. Those receiving less attention became anxious and stress reactive. Cross-fostering reversed these differences, proving they were environmental, not genetic, and persisted across generations. Even identical twins experience environments differently. A twin's more positive perception of school correlates with 8 to 15% better academic performance. Twins in different socioeconomic conditions showed height differences up to 5.2 centimeters. Our earliest experiences reshape our biology at the genetic level, creating biological memory that echoes through generations. Obesity has exploded from a medical rarity in 1970 to affecting 30% of Americans today, with the average adult gaining 10 kilograms since 1974. Type 2 diabetes has surged 300% since 1980, far too rapid for genetic evolution. Epigenetics provides the answer. The agouti mouse model reveals how. Genetically identical mice show coat colors from blonde to brunette. Blonde mice invariably become obese, diabetic, and cancer-prone. When pregnant mice received methyl donors from leafy greens and legumes, they produced predominantly healthy brunette offspring. Same genes, different expression. Male rats on high-fat diets similarly transmit metabolic problems to daughters through epigenetic modifications in sperm DNA. Diet cycling creates a metabolic trap. After weight loss, the body epigenetically resets appetite and metabolism genes, typically slowing metabolic rate by 15 to 20%. Fat biopsies show slow weight losers have different DNA methylation patterns affecting 644 genes compared to successful losers. The FTO gene increases obesity risk by 70%, yet regular physical activity reduces this influence by 30% through epigenetic mechanisms. Genetic predisposition isn't destiny. twin studies worldwide reveal a 40 to 50% genetic component to belief in God, even in twins raised apart, suggesting an innate predisposition to spirituality, the capacity to reach beyond oneself and discover meaning through broadened perspectives. Religion may have evolved from our uniquely human ability to predict others' behavior, enabling complex social cooperation. Religious susceptibility might have emerged when early healers provided comfort through suggestion, potentially activating placebo effects. Archaeological evidence shows ritualistic behavior emerged alongside early human settlements, indicating religion's deep evolutionary roots. Early God gene claims proved false. Genome-wide scans identified signals in gene deserts, vast regions once considered genetic junk, suggesting religious predisposition involves complex regulatory mechanisms rather than simple protein-coding genes. Sexual identity demonstrates similar complexity. Identical twins Chanel and Gabrielle Pickett both identified as female from age 7 and transitioned independently but simultaneously, suggesting powerful biological underpinnings. Yet most transsexual twins are discordant, pointing to subtle hormonal or epigenetic differences. Sexual orientation shows 30 to 50% heritability, but no single gay gene exists. Women's sexual identity demonstrates particular fluidity. Environmental chemicals like bisphenol can epigenetically influence sexual behavior across generations, suggesting our increasing exposure to hormone-disrupting chemicals may have far-reaching consequences. You are not simply human. You are an ecosystem. Your body hosts trillions of microbes, carrying 20 times more non-human genes than human ones. This vast microbial community weighs about 2 to 3 pounds and actively shapes your health, metabolism, and behavior. Barry Marshall's Nobel Prize-winning work proved that bacteria cause peptic ulcers, transforming our understanding of human-microbe relationships. The hygiene hypothesis suggests excessive cleanliness contributes to allergies. Children raised on farms or with multiple siblings have lower allergy rates because early microbial exposure trains the immune system. Gut bacteria significantly impact weight, extracting more calories from food and influencing fat storage. Our gut microbes could explain around 50% of obesity, far more than the 1 to 2% explained by human genes. Different bacterial populations affect appetite hormones, inflammation, and food cravings. Fecal transplants show remarkable success treating persistent infections, with cure rates exceeding 90%. Eating more vegetables naturally improves gut health, as bacteria produce butyrate when breaking down plants, which protects against infections and triggers epigenetic changes. Our bacterial colonies influence everything from digestion to immunity to mental health, producing neurotransmitters like serotonin that affect mood and behavior. If Hitler were cloned today, he'd likely be a grumpy retired painter rather than a tyrant. While genes determine our anatomy, they don't dictate our identity. Our plasticity genes ensure variation when facing changing environments, crucial for survival. Neural networks develop semi-autonomously, with frequently used pathways strengthening and unused ones pruning away, explaining how identical brains develop differently. 4 key genetic doctrines have been overturned. Genes aren't our essence or blueprint. Genetic destiny can be changed. Environmental events create lifelong cellular memories, and parental experiences can be inherited. Trauma survivors pass stress responses to offspring, while positive lifestyle changes beneficially affect multiple generations. Our daily choices, what we eat, how we manage stress, our physical activity, even our thoughts, can modify our genetic expression in ways that influence our health and potentially our descendants' health. Meditation alters gene expression related to inflammation. Regular exercise modifies genes affecting metabolism and muscle development. Through epigenetic mechanisms, our lifestyle choices become a form of biological autobiography, writing our story in our very cellular structure. Your genes aren't your fate, they're your starting point.